All right, we'll go ahead and call this Tuesday, November 21st, public meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners to order. I want to welcome everybody. Thank everybody for coming. If everyone would please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'll have the invocation by Pastor Kroll.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please bow your heads with me. Lord God, at this time of year especially, we give you great thanks for all that we have. We are most certainly a nation that is blessed. You know, Father, the ways that we still have needs in our nation, we ask that you would guide us and provide for us. We give you thanks for our federal government, for our state government. We thank you for our local government and each of these commissioners. We continue to ask, Lord, your blessing on their lives and their decisions, to give them wisdom and all that they need, so that they can continue to be a blessing to our county and to the region. We ask this for your glory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Mr. Knoll, are there any additions or changes to the public agenda?
Yes, sir, there are. I would like to add to the agenda a request to submit an authorization for funding for the Maryland Department of Commerce, Maryland Economic Development Assistance Authority.
Okay. Any questions? Do we have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
Amended agenda approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, questions to the minutes? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Motion, we have a second.
Second.
Minutes are approved by mutual consent. All right, first item on the agenda, always bittersweet. We have a retirement recognition for Gloria Burns of the Garrett County Sheriff's Department. Gloria, if you would like to come up front. And I would like to read the commendation, Garrett County, December the 1st, 2017, Board of Garrett County Commissioners commendation to Gloria Burns, 20 years of service with the Garrett County Sheriff's Department. We, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners and the great people of Garrett County, join together to extend our sincerest appreciation to you for your 20 years of loyal and dedicated service with the Garrett County Sheriff's Department as the Executive Coordinator. As a thank you for your hard work and dedication that helped to ensure the safety and well-being of the citizens of our county, we hereby honor you, Gloria Burns, with a certificate of commendation and wish you the very best on your retirement.
Thank you,
thank you very much. We also have a gift, a token of our appreciation from Simon Pierce. And would you like to say anything?
No, it's definitely bittersweet. They good night and maybe cry.
She's our mom.
I've got sons. I've got grandsons and a mother to some, you know. But it's definitely bittersweet. It's been a wonderful 20 years.
Very
blessed.
Thank you very much for your service.
Congratulations.
Well, we'll get them all to come up.
Yep.
Get both of them to come up here.
Why don't you guys come up here, and
she can hold the certificate.
Yeah, I'll give you. This. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're gonna like this.
Is that right?
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Good luck in retirement.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very
don't
much.
Make a mistake and run for office or something.
No. Yeah, I can do the gym now.
Oh, all right, there you go.
Yeah.
Spread out here some so you
can go
in.
Won't you be in the middle, each you can be on the other side.
Ready? One, two, three. We get one more here.
And then another fan.
Okay.
Renee is the important one here. Let's make sure she gets that'll be the one people will see.
Sorry.
No, I was just waiting for you.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
Who's going to keep you straight?
Thank you, fellas.
Who's going to keep you straight?
Me? I'll let you know. Thank you, man.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck, Connie.
Okay, next up, Garrett County Purchasing Department, bid number 17-1026. Brian?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Have a bid, one bid award for your consideration this afternoon. It is for security door replacements here at the courthouse and historic section. We're replacing 12 doors in the administrative offices, the courts, the magistrate, under a grant that we have through the Administrative Office of Courts. We did accept two bids on the due date of October 26th of 2017. The recommendation is to award the bid to AEI Builders, LLC of Oakland. Total bid price, $17,650. There was a requirement to have historic, past historic preservation experience. They did some work on the train station, so they met that requirement. So the recommendation is to move ahead and approve the bid award today. The completion time is 150 days, which may seem a little long, but they're trying to space it out so that they can work around the court schedules and various things. All the work, to qualify for the grant, all the work has to be done by April 1st of 2018. We're well within that time frame. Any questions?
Questions? These are all internal to the courthouse, right?
Yes, they're all interior doors. They're just replacing them with a heavier duty, custom-made door. And proving the door jams and things for security purposes, for courtroom entrance, I think the magistrate's office entrance, and some of the other important entryways for the judges.
Well, one other quick question. Do you have any concern about the big difference in the two bids?
Actually, the gentleman was here that provided the higher bid. He was doing it in a little less time frame, but he even said he definitely missed the mark on this one.
Okay.
He was here at the opening.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Do we have a motion to approve the recommendation by purchasing on bid number 17-1026 for AEI Builders?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Question on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Next up on the agenda is our 2017 annual update on the Garrett County Commission for Women and Judy Carbone.
Thank you, Commissioners. My name is Judy Carbone. I'm chair of the Garrett County Commission for Women, and I have the pleasure of working with an amazing group of women. And I know that you know that because you have appointed them, and we are a little slow on technology. But I
think it's warming up. Oh, there's the light. It's coming. It's coming. Okay. It's coming. It's coming.
I am very happy to have Cheryl here helping. So the Garrett County Commission for Women is. It'll come up. Has had a very full year. As you know, last year was one of the first, at least in my memory, of us coming to and giving an annual update. And we are very happy to make that an annual thing because we, thank you, Cheryl, very much. We feel that we are doing important work for our community. It is indeed, I think you may agree, a time of a lot of attention on women's issues, and locally we are very pleased to have you have a commission that would allow us to continue to examine those locally. We have, according to our bylaws, 12 to 15 members. For the first time, I'm very pleased to say, in at least my memory, I think I've been 6 years, we are above the 12 mark. So we have spent a lot of time this year doing recruiting. The members that are here are, we have two here with us, Sherry Krug from Garrett College, and Cheryl DeBerry, who is one of the newest members. As you know, you appointed her a few weeks ago, and we are thrilled to have Lisa, Cheryl, and Rachel as our most immediate members. So there are two vacancies. I'll talk about that just in just a second. Well, I'll just leave it at that for now. When I was taking a look at our accomplishments for this year, Considering that we meet every other month, but we have met almost every month on the work that we've been doing, it was a little challenging to organize our accomplishments into categories that made sense. But the four that I picked up on was that I think our accomplishments can be said we've gained a new focus this year. We have done some administrative changes that have made our work a little bit different. Hopefully, eventually easier. We've done some strategic planning for the first time again in my memory, being on the commission for 6 years, and then we've done some initiative and activities. So I won't take a lot of time. I'm certainly not going to read these slides to you. I do have copies of them available afterwards. But in terms of focus, there were three things that kind of determined our focus this year. One was certainly our mission and goals. We spent some time taking a look at that again and making sure that our work was in order. I will read the mission for the audience as well. The mission of the Garrett County Commission for Women shall be to promote a positive image of women, advise county government, advance solutions, and serve as a countywide resource to promote social, political, and economic equality for women. That is, a mission that we feel very strongly about. So we wanted to make sure that our work was in line with that mission and goals, and also in terms of our guiding principles. We did inherit a list of about 15 different guiding principles, which got a little overwhelming at times. And so we did spend some time this year narrowing it down to 8 guiding principles. And they are big, but we feel very confident in terms of some of the work that we've done this year to get us in line with those principles. The third thing that we used to kind of focus our work this year was the women's listening session. I was here last November and talked to you a little bit about the September 2016 women's listening session that the Garrett County Commission for Women did in addition or in partnership with the Maryland Commission for Women. And there were 6 needs or issues that most affected women in our community that were identified. None of them will come to any surprise to anyone, but they certainly were issues that we kept in mind as we were looking at the work that we did this year. Just as a note, the Maryland Commission for Women thought that this listening session project that they were engaged in would take only about a year to do. They are still listening. And from what I understand from the executive director, they hope to have the report finalized across the state in May of this year. And that report will go to the governor and the legislator, and we will make sure that you all have a copy as well. Garrett County will be represented in that report, and we also have the distinction of being one of the very first listening sessions in the community, or in this project. Whoops. Administratively, excuse me, we had a number of tasks that we worked on to do the work that we do even better. We did spend a lot of time on recruiting members. We had some members who had to leave because of changes in their lives. One member because we realized she didn't necessarily, a change in her life, she wasn't a community member anymore because of her address. Mm-hmm. But what we did was we were able to vet about 8 members. We brought 5 of them, those members on. One member you directly appointed in accordance to the bylaws, where you have 5 that you can directly appoint. And we still have 2 vacancies. And the reason I'm stressing those 2 vacancies is we worked on coming up with a member nomination protocol that would allow us to focus on member recruitment just once a year instead of every single meeting. And again, we only have 6 meetings, so we wanted to make sure that we were using that time wisely. So our members nomination protocol will have us bring on new members again next August. The fact that there are 2 vacancies, though, should you find some commission members that you feel that should be included in the commission, we hope that you will exercise that. It would be wonderful to bring up to 15. I don't know if we've ever been up to 15, but. The other thing that we worked on was an updated bylaws and guiding principles. We did spend some time on that. You approved it. We felt very good about the work that was done there to give us, again, a little bit more structured. So we do have new bylaws and new guiding principles. And then the final thing administratively that I feel we accomplished, for, again, the first time in my memory, we had a strategic planning session in February where we spent a good portion of a Saturday really working on our strategic planning. And we came up with 6 different things that we would look into for our work this year. In terms of fostering women's leadership locally was one of our priorities. developing a data sheet for Garrett County based on the state Women Commission for Women's data sheet on women in the community. We hope to present that to you soon. Work on a listening session issues, those six issues that we identified. Our other priorities were participating more on the state level, increasing the visibility of local women, and developing a standard operations procedure and officer guide. And the progress on that, this was kind of actually very good for me to put this all down, because we did a lot of work. Some of the work is still continuing, but we continue to support the GEMS program. I think many of you know what that is, the Girls Empowerment Middle School Mentoring Program that AUW, another women's organization in our community, takes a leadership on, but we continue to support it. We are working on with Crystal Huber, who has identified our community service area as her major work. We're going to be looking at a possible high school program for women's leadership and disability. We're working on the data sheet. We've reached out to representatives from the other departments, and I'll tell you more about that in just a second. We've continued our connection and really strengthened it with the Women Maryland Commission for Women and also the Maryland Legislative Agenda for Women. We're working on the standard operating procedures, although it's slow, but we're working on it. The bylaws have been updated. We've written a letter of support for the Dove Center grant application, and we will continue to hopefully make that strategic planning session annual. In terms, I keep hitting buttons that I shouldn't be. In terms of our final area of accomplishments, activities and initiatives, as you know, we continue with our annual Women's Hall of Fame. In 2017, I believe you all attended, and we were very grateful for that. We inducted three women into the Hall of Fame, and we spent quite a bit of time collecting those nominations and vetting them. We have set the date for 2018, which will be April 7th, if you wanted to mark your calendar. Hopefully we'll have you there at this time, too. At that breakfast, we also awarded five women, outstanding women, scholarships, and you've been kind enough to say that you appreciated the work on that behalf. Those women are pretty remarkable. We did collect eight nominations, if only we could give to all of them, but we did narrow it down to five. We will continue to do that for the next year. We supported the Women's History Trip at Garrett College and received a presentation from Terry Casey Camp about that trip, and that was an eye-opening trip for some of our young women about women's history, women's leadership, and certainly the right to vote that women will be coming up with 100 years in 2020. And then finally, in terms of other activities, we did a collaboration meeting with local women's organizations. We actually had two meetings. One, we brought the women in October, and then again had a November meeting. Brainstorming and collaboration is often messy at first, and we definitely are experiencing that. But if nothing else, I am just very happy that we're making those connections and trying to bring the women's organizations and those organizations serving women in our community, which I guess could be everybody, but anyway, together for conversation. We did in our second meeting result in two initiatives. We're going to look at focusing on reaching out even further to some of the departments to find out what needs of women are that they serve, and then also to do some kind of a fall session. Since we always do a spring event of some kind to bring visibility to women, we're talking about maybe initiating a fall activity in 2018. Finally, just this weekend, we had two members attend the Maryland Legislative Agenda for Women Fall Conference. This is a state organization that's been around for 23 years that looks at legislation that will be affecting women across our state. This year they had the most attendance they've ever had, 200 women and men who attended who were interested in what the proposed legislation will be for the 2018 session. There were 19 proposed bills. They will look for for MLaw to sponsor some of those bills or to endorse some of those bills. And we will be taking part in that voting sometime in December. And because we're an organization, we'll have two votes. And so we'll represent on the state level. Again, it was just a really good exercise for me to put all that down. We did a lot of work. And we still have a lot of work to do. These are some of the things that we'll be working on in 2018. We are going to look at the possibility of potentially bringing on kind of a junior person. We really want to get involved in encouraging young women in leadership roles. And if we can do that, role model that in our own commission, how wonderful might it be to have a student role in our commission. So we're going to be evaluating that and making a proposal, hopefully. There's also the Maryland Hall of Fame has a category called the Women of Tomorrow, where they add to their Hall of Fame not only women who have achieved a lot in their community, but also young women, typically middle school and high school students, that look like they will be our women leadership in the future. And so we're going to evaluate that as a possible creation of a new category. We're considering developing an updated brochure, our brochure that we share with the community. Actually, we don't share it anymore because it's just way out of date. Look at it, doing that women's annual listening session biannually so that we can, the work that we started in 2016, we can continue in 2018, maybe as part of the fall event that we come up with. We continue to be in contact with other departments. Possibly, maybe one idea that came out of our listening session was doing a panel on the six women's issues for women in our community. We'll initiate our new member recruitment policy, and we'll also be exploring a social media presence. That on top of everything that we already have. So we've got our work cut out for us. I also want to recognize Lisa Thayer Welch, who is one of our newest members as well, and who was appointed 2 weeks ago by yourself. Thank you. That's the last one. I do have a copy of the presentation, but I'd also be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Judy, what is the due date of the applications for the scholarship?
We will finalize it at our December 5th meeting, but it's looking like it's going to be February 28th. Because April's a busy month in our community, and April 7th is about 3 weeks earlier than last year's Hall of Fame. So we had to move our applications.
And those applications are online, or?
They're in the process right now, as we speak, of being updated, as is the Hall of Fame application.
And that's online as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have our website is at gccw.info. When we created that website probably 6 years ago, at that time we didn't have the opportunity to incorporate it into the county website. And with Cheryl's expertise in addition, we're going to be looking at changing that to see if that's now a possibility. So, but right now we have an external website, and that's the website gccw.info.
One of the six issues that you identified that came out of the listening session, do you plan to develop any specific initiatives aimed at those, or is it a matter of you all going out and collecting information and disseminating to other people, or will you go look at what's out there and then see what kind of initiative you can come up with?
All the above, but in accordance with our mission. So one of the things that we've been having to focus ourselves on, because of course we want to do it all, focusing ourselves on, is that we don't have to solve these issues, but we certainly have to bring more attention to you all in accordance with our mission about what we learn in terms of collecting data and anecdotes and things like that, and in reaching out to the other departments to try to learn more ourselves so we can be better advocates for some of those services. And finally, the visibility issue. What can we do to continue to bring visibility in our community to some of those issues?
There may be some action items on some of those, with the leadership to bring people together to teach them some things about that. So on some of them, there might be some action issues. And the one slide, now that I look at it up here, Judy sent all of us to that, where it says be in contact, it says other county departments. That's not just county government departments. It's other agencies. I should probably say agencies.
Yeah.
Because
good
social
point.
Services,
good
community
point.
Action, and all of those. So we're working with those people to see if there's something that we can help support or provide or foster providing
or
to,
advocate.
Their clients.
To their clients.
You know, like do the people at the Dove Center, do their clients need help in learning how to write resumes? Do the people at the social services customers, do they need to know, you don't wear your pajama bottoms to go put in a job application? You know, just certain skills and things that we can either help them with, or we can hook them up with the right people. And so So it's kind of a support in that area. But in the end, that's going to meet some of those priorities, like such as the all the ones that deal with the economic development and bettering themselves and the
that's
leadership
right.
and all that.
That's right. They're all interconnected, those issues.
Anyone else? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you for that support.
Excuse me. All right, next up on the agenda and the final part of the business meeting, we've been asked by which was the agenda amendment at the beginning of the meeting. We've been asked by the Department of Commerce to request financing for a 20,000 square foot shell building in the county. So if I will entertain a motion at this time to officially make that request.
So move.
Right, we have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion, a second, question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. And we'll craft that request. And at this time, is there any public comment or questions?
Where's that building going to be? We don't know that yet.
Preliminarily, we're looking at the McHenry Industrial Park or business, McHenry Business Park.
This is the Maryland Department of Commerce.
Yeah, actually, the letter is a request to the Maryland Economic Development Corporation, I think.
Yeah.
And it would be working with the Maryland, with METCO, to get money from the Department of Commerce. And METCO would be. They would be the owner, the developer, the builder, the owner of the building, like they did at the building that GCC Technologies is in. Commerce would give Medco the money. We would probably contribute the property as our share, no cash. And then Medco would design, build the building, manage it, own it, lease it. We would work with them to help market it and promote it. We basically have no money out of pocket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just it's the first
step. The application.
Yeah. I mean, there's no guarantee we're going to get the money from Commerce.
So this is where it starts.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had some conversations with them, and they. I think it's a good sign that they ask us to write the letter to request, but there is no guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Is there anything new on getting closer to being picking an economic development director?
Yes. we had solicited applications, as you're well aware. Went through the committee. They made a recommendation and passed two names on to us that we actually interviewed yesterday. So we are in the process today of. Vetting references and so on and so forth, checking references. If all that stuff checks out, the hope is we could make an offer, you know, within the next several days.
And, next week, early next week.
Hopefully be able to announce something at our next meeting.
I think we're reluctant to say much more beyond that.
Exactly. The way this has gone in the past, remember, we were at this same point the last time, and then we were turned down. So I'm comfortable enough in saying we've identified a candidate, and we're checking on some things before we make an offer.
7 months, 8 months, you want to get to the finish line sometime soon.
Exactly. So the hope is, you know, with the holidays and everything, I think the realistic hope would be we could announce somebody at the next meeting and actually have them in the position first of the year.
I think Paul has said this before. We've said this individually on more than one occasion. It's not like we're in really bad shape right now. I mean, unemployment's less than 4%. We have companies that in total are trying to hire hundreds of people right now. So I think we have the luxury of being able to take our time and be very deliberate in this process. It's not like back when I was here and, you know, Bosch and Lomb closed and unemployment went to 18% and 19%. We're in a pretty good shape right now, but we recognize that through this transition and the different people that we've lost some continuity in terms of our relationships with the states and the business community and that sort of thing. So we recognize it's very important. We just want to make sure we do it right.
And I understand, I mean, there are a lot of people who say in the community there are no job opportunities, and I personally do not hear about these things. You know, they do not inform the news media, well, there are 100 people we're looking for, there's 200 people we're looking for, and so
I don't
hear about it.
Some of our best employers combined are probably trying to hire collectively hundreds of people at benefited, well-paying salaries. I've talked about this at a couple of the last public speaking engagements that I've had. You know, we've ran one, and I was as guilty as anybody. We don't have enough good-paying jobs. I think the narrative has to change. We have to correctly identify the problem. Now it isn't we don't have jobs. It's we don't have the people to fill those jobs.
But frankly, the economic development director could act as a liaison to you to inform people like me.
Absolutely. There's
jobs are available, and this is how we're going to do it.
Yep.
Because otherwise, I don't know.
Right.
So I have nothing to say to anybody because I don't see anything and I don't hear anything.
Right now, I think probably the biggest one, we know that Pillar Beitzel is trying to hire throughout their entire organization. Last I heard from them, which is about a month ago, 91 people. Now, how many of those have been filled and what's changed, I'm not sure. But we know that other companies are looking as well.
Right.
So, yeah, we're anxious to get somebody in. There's certainly a role that isn't being filled with fidelity. That could be.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions, comments? All right. Hearing none, we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Happy Tuesday.